something special, because we didn't get toys like that all the year round.
Yeah.
And when Christmas come, what we got, we enjoyed it and appreciated it. And our Christmas trees, we'd go out and cut a Christmas tree. My daddy would go out and cut a big Christmas tree, and we would decorate it with sweet gum balls and wrapped up in chewing gum foils and holly berries, and we'd pop popcorn and string popcorn and make ropes for our Christmas tree. And we'd go out in the woods and pick red holly balls and string them on our Christmas tree, and it was just... It was a lot of difference in Christmas back then than what there is today. There wasn't that much decoration back then as they are today.
So you think people appreciated Christmas more back then?
Yes, people did appreciate Christmas back then better than they do now.
And what do you think about how commercial it's getting? How people, like I know in the mall, they started putting up Christmas stuff the day after Halloween. What do you think about all that?
Well, I think people should go back to what Christmas really means. You know, Christmas means that the Christ was born. Mm-hmm. And they leaving the Christ part out of it and commercializing it more.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if they would go back, just stop and think and go back and for what Christmas really means, and quit commercialize so much, people get back to enjoying Christmas better. Because you get tired of looking at Christmas decorations all that length of the time.
Mm-hmm. And Christmas in July and Christmas in August, yeah, like they say.
And, we always had a big Christmas dinner, and we always had a big Thanksgiving dinner. Pretty much the same as they do now. My mother'd bake cakes and pies and...
Uh-huh.
And cookies.
Uh-huh.
And back out in the country, if there was a family that wasn't able to cook cakes and pies, well, the people, my mother and other women, would go in and cook cakes and pies and carry them so they'd have a Christmas too.
Yeah.
And then when you're living out in the country, a family got sick and they couldn't gather their crops. Well, the ones that was able, after they'd get their crops gathered, well, they would go in and gather the other people, one that was sick, crops, so they wouldn't lose their crop.
Oh, so even out in the rural areas, y'all were still real close with neighbors and everything.
Yes, they was. Everybody was real close. And, we'd have everybody raised a lot of peanuts, and at night after everybody got through working, well, they'd have what you call a peanut picking, and we'd gather around it, make our house one night, and everybody pick off peanuts.
Uh-huh.
And then the next night they'd go to another neighbor's house and pick off peanuts, and they helped each other.
Uh-huh.
And it was a lot different to what it is today. People today is more selfish than they was back when I was growing up.
How about voting? Did you ever register to vote?
No, I never did register to vote. My daddy didn't believe in women voters, and I guess I'm a little old-fashioned. I just patterned after my daddy. I never did register to vote. All the rest of my sisters did vote, but I never did.
Did your mom ever vote?
No, my mother never did vote. They, my other sisters would beg her to go and register after my daddy died, but she wouldn't because he didn't believe in women voters. And I don't know why, because I was too small to really understand why he didn't believe in women voters. But I just remember that when I was real little, when they would be talking about women voters, my daddy was against it, and I just never did go register to vote.
Did you ever think maybe you should have, so that you could have some kind of effect on elections or whatever?
Yes, there's a lot of times when there's somebody running that I think that really should need to be in there. I think that I would like to be where I could have voted, but I just don't go and vote.
Mm-hmm.
Go and register to vote. My husband tried to get me to go and register, Now, he voted, but I never did. And I was the only one of the girls that didn't vote.
How old was your mother when you were born?
When I was born, I really don't know, Kenny Wayne. I just don't really. I'd have to count back the years.
Yeah.
Now, she was 88 years old when she died, and she died in 77. And I would have to count back to really know how old she was. But I know that she was, my daddy died when he was 35, and my mother was a year or two younger than my dad.
Uh-huh.
So
she was in her late 20s or early 30s.
Yeah.
And was that common for women to have kids even on into their 30s, late 30s?
Oh, yes, they was. I had an aunt that had two babies after she hit 40.
Oh.
And it wasn't anything, you know, uncommon about women having babies after they got that age.
Mm-hmm. Which of the meals did you like the best?
Of all of them, I liked the wine better than I did the rest of them. I guess it was because I went to work up there and I lived here. And I could leave here 15 minutes till and get there in plenty of time to punch in and get on my job. And after I went to work down yonder, well, I'd have to leave here early in order to drive backwards and forwards down there. And two of them working third shift.
So that drive at night was kind of hard. It was... must have been dangerous, too.
Well, I always had a good car to drive backwards and forwards in. My husband would always trade my car off every year, so I'd have a good car to drive backwards and forwards in. He kept my oil checked, and he kept my tires checked, and he kept my battery checked to make sure that I had a good car going backwards and forwards. And I always had riders.
Mm-hmm.
And only thing about it, I drove faster than I did now.
Mm-hmm.
You have a certain time to leave here to get there, and naturally you're just going to drive faster.
Yeah.
But I was fortunate enough that I never did have a wreck or anything on the road when I was going backwards and forwards.
Do you remember anything about Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal? Or any kind of the New Deal policies besides the WPA that were going on in around where you live?
After my daddy died, my mother was on what they call a welfare check. She got $35 a month for us four to live on.
Uh-huh.
And they got food, they call them commodities. You'd get a sack of rice and some butter and some peanut butter and a bag of apples and a little bit of flour, and sometimes you'd get coffee. Mm-hmm. That would be once a month, but it was very little that you'd get. Besides that, that's all that I can, you know, know.
When did you move into this house that you're living in now? Oh, you said you've been here, 37 years?
Yeah.
And you were working at Dwight when you moved in here?
Oh, yeah. We bought this place about a year and a half before the mill went down.
Uh-huh. In the late 50s?
Mm-hmm. Now, the mill went down in 59.
Uh-huh.
And it was, we bought this place in 53, maybe 54. And I've been here ever since.
Do you like it here? Do you feel safe here now?
Well, I did for a long time, but people's got where they're breaking in more now than they used to. Have a lot of people up and down the street here has been broke into, and they tried to break in on me, and they weren't my lock on my door. And they tried to break in the back, and I had to call the police out here a time or two. But all the neighbors around here, we watch out after each other. And if they see something going on out here now, well, they call the police. If I hear anything, I call the police for them. And so we kind of watch out for each other.
So still, even now, it's still real neighborly and real like a family.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Yes, all of us is. All my neighbors is real good. I appreciate every one of them. They all real good to me.
And did a lot of them work in the mill?
Yes, just about everybody up down the street here's worked in the mill sometime. Now. A lot of them that's moved away from here, and but up and down this street now, there's about the same ones that's living here when we moved here.
Mm-hmm.